September 20th, 1900. Signs of the cross to heal her. I continued to suffer, even more. I felt more than ever a resentment in my interior, for I was being forbidden to die. And so, on coming, my adorable Jesus reproached me for my delay in obeying, while up to that moment he had seemed to tolerate me. In the meantime I saw the confessor, and turning to him, he took his hand and said, "When you come, sign her at the place of the pain, for I will make her obey." And he disappeared. As I remained alone, I felt the pain more intensely. Then the confessor came, and finding me in suffering, he too reproached me, for I was not obeying. And as I told him what I had seen, and what our Lord had said to the confessor, on hearing me, he signed the place where I was suffering, and in 2 minutes I was able to breathe and move, while before I could not do it without feeling atrocious spasms. It seems to me that obedience and those signs of the cross have bound my pain in such a way that I can no longer suffer. And here is how I have remained disillusioned in my designs. In fact, this lady obedience has taken so much power over me that she lets me do nothing of what I want. Even in the very suffering, she wants the Lord. And I have to remain entirely and completely under her empire.